Are you happy that the agreed candidate is Tom Elliott?
I am, because there's been an overall pact agreed between the parties, and as you know, North Belfast and East Belfast has been left to us to carry the standard for unionism, and in terms of Fermanagh South Tyrone and Uri and Armagh, the Ulster unionists have been given the task, so very much happy that we're moving forward together. And I said certainly back in November at the time of our party conference that I believe the best way to achieve a unionist taking the seat forward would be for a unionist unity candidate to come forward, and I still believe that that would be the best option. But we're now in a situation where we've agreed a number of seats, and therefore Tom has my full support.
You said in November, of course, that you didn't think he could win. Why did you say that?
Well, because I believed, as I still believe, that the best option would have been to have a candidate that wasn't aligned to either the DUP or the Ulster Unionist Party, but was somebody that could command the maximum amount of support right across the piece. Now, I hope that given that this is an agreement by the two main parties, that all of the other unionists out there will rally around Tom, because this is a good chance to take the seat back.
Are you confident that your colleagues in the DUP in Fermanagh are going to go out and vote Elliott?
I am, yes, because what other option is there? I mean, it's either Michelle Gilderney or Tom Elliott for this seat. Nobody else is going to take the seat, and whilst with the greatest respect to other candidates that are going to put their names forward, I think most people will see this as a two-horse race.
Well, are you going to go canvassing with him?
Well, I don't know what he wants of me as yet, Rodney, and certainly we'll discuss the issue with Tom when we meet him early next week. Let me be very clear about this. I want Tom to take this seat. I don't want any equivocation around that, and any suggestion that he doesn't have my full support is just wrong.
This pact between your party and the Ulster Unionist Party is just a sectarian headcount, says Sinn Féin. Is that what this is all about, just about keeping Sinn Féin out of Westminster?
No, it's absolutely not, but I'm not going to pretend that it's not about taking the seat back for unionism, because that's exactly what it's about, and it's about having an effective representation at Westminster for the most westerly constituency in the United Kingdom, Fermanagh and South Tyrone. And we haven't had any representation in Westminster for 15 years now. And that, to me, is wrong. We need to have that representation. And more than that, you know, of course Sinn Féin are going to say this is a sectarian headcount. I mean, what else are they going to say? Because they don't like it, because they know that this is a challenge to them in this constituency. And quite frankly, I think they're very worried about this seat. I think over the next period of time, you will see Sinn Féin investing an awful lot of time and energy in Fermanagh and South Tyrone, because they will want to make sure that Michelle keeps this seat for whatever reason, because let's face it, she doesn't exactly go out of her way to represent this seat. But however, they see it as a trophy. They want to keep that trophy, and I think that we need to do as much as we can to make sure that we get back the seat for unionism and get back the seat for representation.
So unionists will do the exact same thing that you're saying Sinn Féin will do?
Of course we will, because we want to get the seat back for all of the people of Fermanagh and South Tyrone.
Is it a trophy for Fermanagh and South Tyrone?
No, it's not a trophy for unionism. What it is for unionism is a very important seat, given that it's in the west of the province, given that there's no representation in the west of the province in the United Kingdom Parliament apart from Foyle, which is represented currently by the SDLP, and therefore it is hugely important to have a voice for unionism in the west.
Of course, an agreed candidate didn't work out 5 years ago, so how confident are you that it's going to work out this time?
Well, it didn't work out because if we had had five other people that had bothered to come out and vote for Rodney Connor, we would have had a different story. And I hope that that is a lesson to people right across the constituency, that it can be achieved, and that it was so close the last time. I hope it's going to be a spur on for people on this election to make them come out and say that it is an important election, and that if you want representation in Westminster, there's a way to do it.